This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
My guest is Jed Babin. He's a former Air Force JAG officer who served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the administration of President George H.W. Bush. His new book is In the Words of Our Enemies, and he joins us on the long line from his office in Washington. Good afternoon, Jed.
Hey, Coy, great to be with you.
Thank you so much.
I just got to tell you, sounds like your young man is like my four boys were about 20 years ago. And all I can tell you is you're going to have your hands full, fella.
You have four boys?
Yeah, why? You want one? Free to a good home. No, they're all grown up now, unfortunately, out of the house. And most of them are self-employed, or at least about to graduate college. So that's the plan.
Jed is also the editor at Human Events. You can read that online at humanevents.com. Jed, tell us about this book. Now, I want to know where you were and what was going on in your life when you knew that this was a book you had to write.
Well, you know, we started talking about a book. I've written a couple other books for Regnery before, and we started talking about what my next book should be. And this came up, and, you know, I was just amazed nobody had written it before. You know, this is just seems to me so obvious. You don't see in the major media, or really pretty much any of the media, just what the bad guys are saying. And I've always been a student of history, Coy, and I look back and I look at Winston Churchill and his wisdom. And he said of World War II, there was never a war more easily preventable by prompt action. And what I'm just trying to do here with this book is put this stuff out. I mean, I'm a real political guy, and it really pains me to write stuff that's not political. This really is a catalog. It's just a catalog of the statements and speeches and things that these guys are saying to each other and to their own people in their own languages. We've translated them, of course, but these are the things that you just don't see elsewhere. It's the reason I wrote this, the whole reason for this book, is to give people the chance to judge for themselves and hopefully to push our government in ways that we might be able to avoid wars. I mean, I'm one of those people who's very aggressive on a lot of things, but the most aggressive thing I want to do right now is position the United States so that 50 years from now, we look back and say, we really did avoid a war by doing X with X country.
My guest is Jed Babin. His new book is In the Words of Our Enemies, and we're going to be giving away a free copy of this book at the end of this interview, so keep listening and find out how to get it. Jed, why do you think it is that we don't read these things, we don't hear these things in the media? Your book takes us beyond Fox, beyond CNN. It just jumps right around them and goes right to what exactly they are saying about America in North Korea, in Iran, in Russia, for example.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one is, you know, this is homework. It takes digging to get this stuff. And the major media, they're all trying to get out there and do things on a short deadline. They don't want to take the time and the trouble to go up and dig this stuff up. And that's what we did. We, you know, my research assistant, Michelle Otis, did a wonderful job. And she came up with stuff. I mean, Coy, this book could have been 10 times longer. It's 240 pages. It could have been 3,000 pages easily. The other thing that's going on here with the liberal press is, and you know it as well as I, or maybe better, they don't broadcast or print stuff that conflicts with their preconceived notions. And they don't want to think that Ahmadinejad really means what he says. They don't want to think that China is a danger. They don't want to think that Vlad Putin is really a bad guy. So this conflicts with their notions. They don't print it.
So let's talk about some of these examples. We're talking with Jed Babin. His new book is In the Words of Our Enemies. Share with us some of the things that really jumped out at you as perhaps some of the most disturbing things that are being said, and some of the saber-rattling and the warmongering that's going on elsewhere in the world against us.
Well, some of the things, you know, the things that you see that we kind of know is out there, like Ahmadinejad. You know, this guy is the president of Iran, and he says things all the time like, well, for example, August 15, 2006, quote, recognize the Iranian nation's greatness and bow down before the greatness of the Iranian nation and surrender. If you don't accept to do this, the Iranian nation will later force you to surrender and bow down, end quote. Well, what's scary to me is not so much that. You know, this may be, this guy is just the Izzat Ayatollah. They put him in a blue blazer and tan slacks and a golf shirt, and he can sit in the room and josh around with old Mike Wallace. But when you start looking at his boss, what his boss says, Ali Khamenei, is the supreme leader of Iran. And he's not in a blue blazer. He's in a robe and a turban and a long beard. And you look at his words, talking about, for example, March 14, 2005, he's talking to a group of young Islamic students, okay? And he's explaining to them why he requires people to chant death to America when he gives his speeches. And he's saying, well, quote, in fact, the, quote, death to America that is chanted by our people is similar to the phrase, I seek the protection of Allah against the curse of Satan, which is recited at the beginning of each Quranic chapter. Now, end quote. Listen to that. He's equating. He's talking to these young students, and he's explaining to them that it is as important to curse America than it is to praise God. And that is the thing that we have to understand. These guys are so deep into the hatred of us and our system and our way of life. Maybe we ought to be thinking seriously about maybe reducing the danger that they pose.
Jed Babin is with us, and he's the editor at Human Events, online at humanevents.com. Former Air Force JAG officer. His new book is In the Words of Our Enemies. What are they saying about us in North Korea, for example?
Well, those guys, you almost have to take a chill pill before you even read some of the stuff that Kim Jong-il is talking about. But you have to understand, too, this is a guy who has probably taken more experimental chemicals into his body than anybody since Timothy Leary. And he really is
character. You're not being facetious. This is totally true.
No, look, this is a guy who kidnaps young South Korean actresses to keep them basically as slaves in his palace. I mean, this is not a rational person. The only thing that we have to really keep Kim Jong-il undercover is the Chinese. And, you know, when it suits them, they may not, you know, keep him under control too much. But he's talking about, just for example, he's saying, quote, the U.S. imperialists and the international reactionaries are concentrating the spearhead of their attack on the socialist countries, end quote. Are we attacking them? I don't think so. He says, quote, the schemes of the imperialists are becoming ever more vicious and crafty as they try to bring the people of the socialist countries and other progressive peoples throughout the world to their knees, end quote. Little maybe paranoia that we want to pay attention to. This guy has nuclear weapons, and he's got the missiles with which to deliver them. I'm not real happy about that.
And that is one of the great concerns about Iran, is it not? That Iran, if they had what Kim Jong-il has, it would be a totally different story in the Middle East.
Well, it would be a totally different story throughout the world. You know, you have Iran as the central terrorist nation in the world. They have made very plain that they intend to sponsor terrorism throughout the world and use it as a lever against the West to bring down our systems of government. What we have in Iran, if they achieve nuclear weapons, the world will be safe for nothing other than Islamic terrorism.
Jed Babin, his new book is In the Words of Our Enemies, and at the end of this interview, we're going to give you an opportunity to get a free copy of this fascinating new book. Jed, what is it about Russia? Because we've been made to believe, I was raised at a time, in the 70s and 80s when Russia was the boogeyman. It was all about the evil empire, as Reagan called them. And we were raised to really be afraid of Russia, and the bombs were coming. And I can remember practicing in elementary school where you'd run out in the hall and duck and cover in case the bombs came. We've sort of been made to believe that, well, Russia's our friend now.
Well, may not be quite true. You know, Russia is resuming its role as attempting to dominate Eastern Europe and to thwart American interests around the world. If you look at what Vladimir Putin says, now this is a guy that President Bush said a few years ago, they'd looked into his heart and seen a good person, someone we can do business with. Well, this is the same guy. Well, let me just read you a couple of little quotes from Mr. Putin. We've got him here talking about, here's my favorite one. He's being asked by Al Jazeera on February 10th of this year, basically, what's going on with the Iranian nuclear issue? And he says, quote, we know the position of our Iranian partners, end quote. Partners with the central terrorist regime in the world? And he's got a few other things to say. Another interview. Here's being asked about Russia's recent claim that they have a new ballistic missile that is perfect against our proposed ballistic missile defense systems. And the questioner says, many in the West see Russia's announcement that it has unique missiles unlike any other in the world as some kind of demonstration of its power. What do you say to this? Putin, quote, they are right, end quote. Sounds like somebody we might want to just really keep a close eye on, no?
And what's the latest on him? He's due to step down from office, right? But he's going to create a sort of a puppet figurehead in his stead?
Well, it's not really sure what he's going to do. I mean, the Russian law, the new Russian constitution, requires him to step down. But it's not entirely sure he's going to do it at all, or if he's going to do it, he may do it just as you say. He may have some sort of interim puppet government and then come back after a year or so. So we have not heard the end of Mr. Putin. He's too young and too aggressive and, frankly, too good at what he does to retire to some Dhaka on the Black Sea.
Jed Babin is the author of In the Words of Our Enemies. And, of course, the elephant in the room is Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. And what do you have in your book about what we can learn about what they're saying? I remember when years ago bin Laden had this big statement, his demands of the United States, and it ran very surprisingly. It was sort of like the Unabomber's manifesto. It ran in the paper, the whole thing, but nobody really talked about it.
Well, that's really, I hope, the principal lesson of recent history. And I outline all of this in the first couple of chapters of the book. If you look back in 1996, bin Laden was saying, we love death as you love life. He was deriding American weakness and showing how he was trying to declare, this is 1996, declare war against America by, you know, just putting it right out there in a London paper, the Al-Quds Al-Arabi. And then a couple of years later, in 1998, he's on CNN, for heaven's sake, talking about all of these things, how America is so weak, it's a paper tiger, how we need to declare war against them. And then, you know, in 1998, by then, he was out of the noise level. He was killing people. He was killing people in 1996 in the Khobar Towers bombing, killed, I think, 18 Americans there. Then we had the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa. You know, that's really the whole message of this book. Some people are talking against America, and it's just noise. But some people very quickly rise out of the noise level, and we need to take steps against them before we have to go to war.
Jed, if there's any people in this world that are more subject to noise pollution, it is Americans, thanks to the capitalist economy we have and marketing.
Sure.
And we're bombarded with stuff constantly. And along comes your book with these words, again, and I say, going around CNN, around Fox, around any spin. These are the words that our enemies are saying. These are the things that are being said about America around the world. Do you think that we can reach Americans with these words?
I think so. Americans are not dumb. They realize there's a lot of real problems in the world. And I think Americans, like me, like you, want to position our country so that we can avoid wars. I mean, it's like I started to say a little while ago. I mean, 50 years from now, when our kids and our grandkids are sitting around and saying, maybe we should have avoided a war, you know, if we'd only listened to what these guys were saying. Well, let's listen. Let's figure out what we need to do. I mean, for example, we don't want to and shouldn't want to and don't need to go to war with China, but we have to take steps to curb China's appetite for influence and hegemony in the Western Pacific. We can do that without going to war if we do it now and take the right steps. You know, the same thing with Russia. You know, Russia under Putin is trying to spread its wings over Eastern Europe again. And we have very, very valuable allies there. We can contain Russia again. We did it once. We didn't have to go to war with Russia. We brought down the evil empire. They filed for Chapter 11 after a while. You know, basically, this is the same sorts of things we need to do. The world has a lot of moving parts, Coy, and just because we're occupied with one in Iraq doesn't mean we can afford to ignore any of the others.
Jed Babin, his new book is In the Words of Our Enemies. He's also the editor at Human Events online at humanevents.com. Jed, thank you so much. It's been an honor to talk with you.
It's my pleasure. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.